Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and Martita Stanton is with me today. Hello, Martita.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? Hi, everybody.
We are so glad you guys joined us today on Turn the Light On. We are a topical Bible study here on 91.5 FM and on our website at ourlighthouse.net. You can go to the Turn the Light On tab there and catch up on any programs you missed or anything that way. And we like to bring a topic to the table and just talk about everyday life and how the Bible applies to that. And it's been a really good year. I think we're coming up to the end of the year here.
Yes.
And we've been doing quite a few shows, Martita, together. And
yes,
I just
want
to say thanks for being a part of the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. You know, the amazing thing is I was thinking that in this program, I am so transparent that everything that the Lord is dealing with me is the topic I bring in. It's like, everybody knows all my problems.
If we go back over the year, we can figure out just about everything that's gone on with you, right?
Yes. Everything that the Lord has been fixing on me.
Yeah, so. That's so good, though. But that's how it should be, you know? We minister out of the overflow of our own lives.
Yes.
And I do that a lot as well, you know, on Sundays and different times. I feel the Lord speaking something to me, and it's usually something that other people need to hear as well. So we always like to bring a topic, and I always like to let the co-host bring the topic. But what's your topic for today?
Another fixing.
Yeah?
He is good. Okay, so the topic.
What do you need work on today, Martita?
Okay, so this week I went to Facebook. I'm going to tell you how I got to the topic. I was on Facebook and something came up that triggered something in me that I thought I had dealt with.
Right.
And it brought bad memories and
like an unforgiveness thing.
It was hurt. Hmm. I thought maybe some unforgiveness. I don't know. But it was to the point that I thought, I thought I dealt with this. But the Lord wanted to go deeper and ignoring it is not going to change anything. So that's when the topic came, overcoming your past.
Oh, wow.
The Lord says you need to overcome your past. In this case, it was hurt. And I thought, okay, Lord, so everybody goes through hurt, rejection, sin, trauma. We all have a past.
Circumstances sometimes beyond our control or circumstances we create.
Exactly. And so we need to, and sometimes like I did, I had dealt with part of it, but the Lord wanted to go deeper with it. Sometimes we think, I forgave that person. And then the name comes up or we run into this person and everything comes back.
These feelings come up.
Yes. And it's because sometimes part of us forgives and the other part did not.
Right.
Or we have forgiven, but we still haven't dealt with the pain or the rejection or whatever it is.
Sure.
And so the Lord said, I need you to go back. So I'm going to start with, this is the first one that he took me to, was Luke 4:18.
Nice.
And this is the New King James Version. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. But this part I want to say, he came to heal the brokenhearted. Which means that
it's so good.
And King David used to pray, Lord, give me an undivided heart. Which means that when our heart is broken, and sometimes kind of it gets split up. So part of the heart can forgive something, but the other part didn't.
Right.
And we need to deal with every part and bring it to Jesus. So then he can heal those parts and our heart can be back, put back together.
Sure.
So that's the direction that I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very obvious that everybody's been brokenhearted in one way or another.
Oh, yes.
you know, you've lost a loved one in your life, or things didn't work out the way you thought they would. I've been in situations where I've lost friends, I've lost jobs, I've lost so many different things. And, you know, for a guy, that can be a big deal, losing your job, because we put our identity in what we do.
Yes.
And, you know, so you just have to be ready for whatever life's going to hand you. And how do we get ourselves ready to be brokenhearted? You know, it's not something that it happens to you with your knowledge. It's something that usually sneak attacks you.
Yes. Yes. And knowing the word helps, because we understand what the Lord came here for.
Right.
So let's go to Galatians 5:1. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in the slavery to the law. Okay, so I thought I was totally free.
Right.
Now I realize that I wasn't completely free. Now I'm coming to the Lord for his help to set me free.
Right.
So as we go along, I have some steps that we can follow to help us do that. But I wanted to bring the word in first.
Sure.
To show us that the Lord wants to do it. In 1 John 2:2, he says, he himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins. And not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. So if it's me that I did something wrong, he died and he shed his blood for my forgiveness. But not only mine, he also forgives the people that hurt me.
Yeah.
The people that caused me trouble.
Sure.
So it could be anything. It doesn't matter. We have to realize I'm not belittling anybody's pain or trauma.
Right, right.
But the truth is that that rapist or that killer or that boss that fired you or that friend that rejected you or talked bad or betrayed you or that right. spouse that cheated yeah. on you.
Family member.
Whoever. The Lord died to forgive them too, or yeah. her.
Well, yeah, back in Galatians 5:1, it says, Christ has truly set us free.
Amen.
You know, I'm looking at that scripture and I'm like, it's a done deal. You have been set free. And the bondage that the enemy wants to keep us in is unforgiveness, bitterness, strife.
Guilt.
And guilt and condemnation. Those are the things that we have to make sure we stay free from.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because if we allow those things into our lives, it will keep us in bondage.
Yes.
And, you know, I always say it this way, and I say it all the time at church. People are probably like, he's saying it again. But the only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. And the truth is, Christ truly has set you free. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you've been set free.
Yes.
From these things. Okay? But now you have the responsibility as a believer to stay free, you know, because the enemy's going to come. He's going to try to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and life abundantly, but we have to actually put forth the effort to stay free, to be in Christ, to be fulfilled in him, not in our own desires, and not let our flesh and our own soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions get out of control.
Yeah, we need to make some changes in our lives. So the word, I want to go to the meaning of the word past. That means gone by in time and no longer existing. That is what our past is. It's gone. It's past. It's history. We cannot change the past.
That's a fact.
Yeah, we cannot change the past. But let's
nothing
be
you
real.
Can do about it.
The past influences who we are today. So I am today here. From, you know, the way I act, the way I feel, it's from my past a lot of times. But our past doesn't determine our future.
Right.
It's what we do with it.
Sure. I always say it this way. I believe that right now, sitting here at this table, you, me, anybody else, wherever you're at, wherever you're sitting, you are the subtotal today of everything that you've seen, you've experienced, that's happened to you, that hasn't happened for you in your life. You know, everything in your life has built up to this moment and has built your core belief system. It's built who you are. It's built how you think. It's built everything about you. know, and we have these hurts. We have these things that have broken our hearts that we need to be free from, that we need to have liberty from. And it's called our past. And that's why we've been sent to preach the gospel to the poor in Luke 4:18, so that they will be no longer be held captive. Captive by what? Captive by the things that have hurt you, things that have disappointed you, things that have depressed you, and come into your life to hold you captive. You see, the enemy wants to use situations and circumstances to capture us and to place us in bondage. But Jesus has come to make
set
us
free.
Okay. And the past is what we need to be free from.
That's right.
Because everything that you are struggling with in your life is from your past, unless, you know, even your present will be your past in 5 minutes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And decisions that we make right now is what determines what our future is going to be.
So overcoming our past is really based on in our present life, right here, right now. How are we going to determine to view what's happened to us in the past? And how can we take the word of God and appropriate it over that past and find the release from being brokenhearted, find that liberty that he's talking about in Luke 4:18.
Yes. So let me read Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. You do not perceive it. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
That's amazing.
So it keeps telling us how to do things because, you know, the truth is that negative and painful memories affects us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Positive also have a consequence. So what are we concentrating on? And that's what we need to, that's the whole thing about changing our past into the future is what are we going to do about it? And I, you know, I went through some, I'm going to give some steps in here that we can use to get started into how to change our past or not change our past, but change our future and how we deal with it. The first thing I think we should all do is bring your past to Jesus.
It's so good.
Let's just bring it all. Let's not hold back. We need to let it loose and sit with the Lord and be honest about it and just bring it all. I had to come to the Lord and say, you know, this situation happened and I was hurt.
Yeah, I'm still hurt.
Yes, and I thought I dealt with it, so show me what am I holding on to.
Right.
That I'm still in bondage.
Right. What is it in me, Lord?
Yes.
Show me what in me is causing me to hold on to this
exactly.
offense.
How can I be free?
Or this situation or this circumstance, right?
Yes.
You know, for me, it's usually pride. Because I'm like, well, I think they deserve, they did this, they deserve that.
And they were wrong, and I was right.
They were wrong, and I'm right.
So I had to really go into it, and that brought me to the second part. He says, you still need to forgive.
Yeah, but I don't want to forgive, you know?
So we need to deal with that.
Sure.
What is forgiveness? Well, forgiveness doesn't mean that we're saying that what the other person did was okay.
Nope, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't say that I have to stay in that situation. It doesn't say that I have to be this person's best friend or hang out with them. Forgiveness is completely letting go and saying, Lord, I totally forgive them. I'm not going to hold them accountable. They belong to you. You deal with them. I'm letting go.
I think I'm not going to let them have any influence over me and my relationship with you, God.
Any more control?
In doing that, I am going to release them because I'm not going to give them that kind of power
exactly.
in my life. You know, forgiveness is for us because it takes us to a place where we negate their ability and their offense's ability to control our ability to have a relationship with God and with other people. Because I see people all the time, Martita, that are not able to have relationships with other people because they can't trust them because of something that happened with someone else.
Yes.
You know, and they're fighting to try to overcome this anxiety and this depression or this pressure to see other people the way they're supposed to see them, because that person's done nothing wrong to them, but yet they can't look past what someone else did, and they're placing that on future relationships and on future situations out of fear.
Yes.
And they throw that wall up.
That's right. You know? And as long as we have unforgiveness, we cannot, the Lord cannot heal our heart, because we are in bondage and we're choosing to stay on that bondage.
That's so good.
So, but
I hope you guys are getting this.
It is so important. But you know what? If you ask the Lord for help, you can say, Lord, I choose to forgive this person. Help me forgive them. Help me to see this person through your eyes. Help me let go completely, and the Holy Spirit will help you. But I'm going to go farther than that.
All right, let's go.
Sometimes it's easier to forgive somebody else than to forgive ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
But the truth is that Jesus died, and he gave up. He shed his blood for our forgiveness. So if the Lord God Almighty chooses to forgive us, who am I not to forgive myself? Right. I am putting myself above God if I choose not to forgive myself.
Right.
And that alone to me is my is
that's
a sin.
Pride.
Yeah, because it's my pride. And I have to deal with some things.
I don't deserve what God's going
to give. Yes. And I had to come to the Lord and say, Lord, there were some things in my life that I really had a hard time forgiving myself for. But I had to come and say, Lord, I am so sorry. I had so much shame in my life for,
sure,
you know, it might be nothing for somebody else, but to me it was.
Right.
And it was very hard for me to forgive myself, but I had to come to that point. And then the word in 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purifies us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
It's all by the
That's
blood.
Powerful. You know, if he is faithful and just, what do you do with that? You know, see, we serve a God that is not like other people. He's not like the world. He's not like the sinful nature that we as humans have.
That's right.
He is faithful and just, and he forgives, you know, and we've got to be willing to forgive. We've got to be able to forgive, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you can truly forgive someone else without bringing it to God first.
That's
because
true.
You really need to get that forgiveness from God for them to make it happen.
You can do it in Christ through the Holy Spirit. In Colossians 3:13 says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. It's not if you feel like it. It says you must forgive others.
Yeah.
The way that I've been forgiven, I need to forgive others.
Sure.
Freely,
it's important.
Free I have received, freely I have to give.
You know, the way we treat people is one of the biggest things to God, I believe, that we'll ever give account for. God's going to be like, how did you treat people when you get there? You know what I mean? When you get to that place where it's judgment day, God's going to be like, so how did you treat people?
Yes.
I think that's going to be a big one on everybody's list.
That, yeah.
And you know,
then the Lord says, love me first, and then second command is love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
So let's go to the next one. Receive his grace.
Yeah. See, if you don't know how to receive God's grace, you're never going to be able to give God's grace.
Exactly. So as learning, so you want to read Ephesians 2:5-8?
Yeah. So Ephesians 2:5-8 says this, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you've been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It's the gift of God.
Amen.
So grace is a gift.
All we have to do is receive it. Again, put pride to the side. We need to humble ourselves,
right.
Be grateful for everything that the Lord has for us, and just Just receive it.
Yeah, I think if we look at grace, we have to look at it this way. It's unmerited favor. It's the favor of God in your life. You didn't deserve it, but you got it anyway.
Yes.
And he forgave you. But, you know, unmerited favor means that you have to, in return, take that same unmerited favor and give it to others.
In other words, pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
What you're getting from the Lord is for us to give it again out. The next one is get up again and again and again and again if you have to, and don't quit.
Sure.
Proverbs 24:16, the godly man trips 7 times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. We're not the wicked because we have been saved. We have been cleansed. We
sure.
have the righteousness in Christ Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit living in us, and he's the one that is going to lift us up, help us to get up again and again. So we can move forward.
That's amazing. You know, if you look at scripture, I was just, as you were reading that, brought to the point where, you know, Peter was there and he's like, hey, Lord, I'm going to forgive them 7 times. Should I forgive them 7 times? And it's just funny because it says the godly man may trip 7 times. You know, if somebody falls, trips, they treat you wrong, they make a mistake. I've had to apologize this week to a couple of people where I did something that I shouldn't have done or said something in an abrupt way or something like that. But, you know, Peter's there, he's like, and Jesus is like, no, 70 times 7, which is 490 times. But
yeah.
In all honesty, I think what Jesus was really saying is every time I want you to release people, I want you to forgive them. And I don't necessarily think he was saying that so that those people could be free from, you know, their offense to us.
That's right.
Because the average person could care less if they've offended you. They're going to keep moving. They're going to keep going on. But in a true relationship, you know, we're going to see God just totally set us free, you know, from those offenses. We're forgiving for us, not for them, is what
That's
I'm basically
right.
trying to say.
So we are not in bondage, and that other person doesn't have control over your life.
And that's why you have to get up.
Amen.
What's the last one?
Don't be afraid. God is your biggest supporter.
That's true.
Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious, righteous hand.
Nice.
It is. It's just Deuteronomy 31:8. I said it in Spanish.
Deuteronomy.
Thank you. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you.
Yeah. And I think that's really what we have to bring ourselves to this point where if we're going to overcome our past, we're going to have to bring it to the Lord. We're going to have to let Jesus be the victory because we can't have victory in ourselves. And then we're going to have to release it. We're going to have to let go, let God get up. Don't quit. Keep moving. Don't be afraid and allow God to be our biggest supporter. Let's take a quick break, Martita, and come back and just finish this up. This has been a great topic.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Joyful. Today, to Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So glad that you joined us today. Martita, we've been talking about overcoming our past, and it's been really good. You know, the first thing you said was we need to bring our past to Jesus.
Amen.
And I agree with you 100%. And then we really hammered on forgiveness and being able to walk through that and receiving God's grace in our life and, you know, just not quitting, just keep pressing forward, trying to be all that God's called us to be. Just keep getting up. Don't be afraid. You know, let God be our biggest supporter. But I just want to close the program out with a couple more suggestions for everybody. So give them a couple more nuggets
today. The next one is see yourself and confess who you are in Christ. So see yourself the way Christ sees you. And confess what the Word says who you are.
That's so huge.
Because it will, you got to change, you got to renew your mind in a daily basis. So I'm going to read Romans 3:24. Yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty of our sins.
Incredible. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anybody who belongs to Christ has become a new person.
Amen.
You know, a new person recreated in the newness of Jesus through forgiveness, through grace, and the old life is gone and a new life has begun. You got to do that every day.
Yes.
You got to let your old life, yesterday and everything before it,
remember, the past means gone. No longer existing.
Yeah.
It's history. It's gone.
Yeah. You just got to release it to the Lord. You know, it's hard to release people. It's hard to release ourselves. But if we give it to God, you know, all things are possible.
That's right.
In that moment.
And that that brings us to make necessary changes.
You're going to have to do it. You know, in Philippians 4:8, it says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Let's close out the program with this. One final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and what is honorable and what is right, what is pure, what is lovely, and what is admirable. Think about those things that are excellent and worthy of praise. See, if you fix your thoughts on the hurts and the past and the depressions and the just the wounds that you have in your life, you're going to be wounded and depressed
and
anxious and stuck. But if you'll fix your eyes on Jesus.
And you can do everything through Christ who gives you the strength.
Of your faith.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You can do it in Christ.
Fix your eyes on Jesus, everybody, and He will wash away your past. We hope
be
you enjoyed.
Healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. We hope you enjoyed the program today. Once again, it's Kevin and Martita here at Turn the Light On. We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.